Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I hope my example didn't offend anyone. I used a controversial example to make a bigger point about how fierce the opposition can be. Even if the resistance isn't vocal, it can still simmer beneath the surface and slowly but surely derail implementation of the best ideas. So if our recommendations need to be positioned, what stories do we tell that penetrate that wall of resistance? In my experience, here are two types of stories that can soften the hardest opponents. First up, stories that convey urgency. Now, everyone knows the power of why. Those aspirational stories are everywhere. A common mistake, though, is that we position our recommendations by the upside and ignore the downside of doing nothing. We need to go further and position our idea as a response to a big, not going away threat. I call these the things have changed stories. They go something like this. What we did before was fine, then this big bad thing happened out of nowhere, and we have to respond by doing something different or we're toast. Now, this bad thing can be a new trend, new competitors, any kind of disruption. The point here is that people have to know their past will not serve their future. If we can get agreement on the need for change, then we can create an opening for new ideas. The second type of story is one of reassurance. I call these the "it's gonna be okay" narratives. Now, after scaring everyone to death with the above stories, we have to give some hope and reassurance. We have to diffuse the fear of harm. Because the first question people ask themselves is, how is this going to impact me? This is where social proof, such as previous experiences and heartwarming stories of success, come in. What's missing, though, is the journey. A lot of us tell the, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it stories. That's accurate, but not enough. We also have to convey that support is always there. You will be surrounded by caring and support. People have to know that they may change, but not be harmed. Both of these narratives address the biggest emotional barrier that drives opposition. And that is the need for self-preservation. The loss of status quo can represent individual harm. Until people are convinced that our recommendations will benefit them individually, and more than the status quo, that fear will lurk in the shadows and drive all decisions to participate. So our branding effort has to address those primal emotions. These type of stories can do just that. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.